Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A group of Boston business leaders is joining the opposition to proposed fare hikes and service cuts facing the MBTA. The group of 125 business leaders, known as A Better City, warns those moves could hurt the local economy and is calling for the state to give more funding to the T, which is trying to close a $161 million budget gap. To talk about this, we're joined this morning by Larry DeCara, chair of the group A Better City. He's an attorney at Nixon Peabody and is a former Boston City Councilor. Good morning, Larry, and thanks for speaking with us.
Great to be with you, Bob.
Larry, explain why your group opposes the fare hikes and the service reductions. What impact do you fear it may have on the city?
Business leaders across the city understand that some fare hikes are necessary, but they also realize that the kinds of service cuts which have been suggested could be devastating. Every business in Boston relies upon the T to get people to work, and that includes the folks both at the top and at the bottom. And it's essential that the city be able to function. The population of Boston doubles every day because the MBTA can deliver people to downtown.
So you fear, as I understand it, that there could be stranded workers if some bus lines are discontinued and there are other service cuts?
Certainly, there may be people who might not be able to get to work, absolutely, and that's not good for them, and it's not good for the city.
The business leaders, as I understand it, also fear that if you cut the T service, we might have more crowded roadways.
Absolutely. ABC was created by Norman Leventhal and others many years ago to be sure that the central artery system was constructed. It's been constructed. We now benefit from it. Nobody wants to return to traffic jams such as we had a generation ago.
So what does this group of 125 business leaders that make up A Better City want the state and or the MBTA to do instead?
I think we want a short-term solution, which would include acceptable fare hikes, minimal service disruptions, some money perhaps from the snow fund, since we haven't had much snow this winter, and then more importantly, a long-term solution, probably effective within a year, which can put the T on good financial footing going forward.
The financial situation facing the T is pretty much unsustainable at this point, according to many people who've analyzed it. Other transit systems across the country have been raising fares to deal with their own budget problems. Do fare hikes need to play some role here?
Yes, they do. The fare hike that has been proposed is within range of other systems across the country. I travel occasionally to New York and Washington, and I have taken public transportation there, and we are cheaper than those systems. And Boston has to understand that the T has the same kind of expenses for health insurance and for its own fuel as the rest of us do, and that some fare hikes are necessary. But we also need to look to state government, to other state agencies such as Massport, to pick up some of the other costs, because all of us benefit from having a functioning public transportation system.
Is some service cutback also necessary, though, in order to deal with this financial problem facing the T?
There may have to be some, but I don't think it needs to be as drastic as has been suggested. That's why we have to have a hybrid solution. I know Secretary Davey is working in that direction. And I know that the leaders of the legislature also understand that we all have to work together to solve the problem.
Is part of the long-term solution simply more state aid for the MBTA? And what else might factor in long-term?
I think long-term there has to be different sources of revenue. The T is doing its own best by doing some work with parking lots and with advertising revenues.
Former Boston City Councilor Larry DeCara, who chairs the business group known as A Better City, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Great, Bob.